Chapter 32. Redacted. I want to leave my unit in place in the pound, but she fears. She does not fear Rex as he is now, but she fears what he might become, and she fears the others. The pound is not a good place to be if you are afraid. She is the master of her own fate in the end. I, meaning those of my units who have come together in communion, can only advise. Unit footage. The concrete streets of the pound, straight as a plumb line, by night. Scaling the wall, hacking the security cameras so that they overlook her. Diving from the wall into East River, but not going far. Hiding out on the mainland shore. Because she'll need to go back. She won't want to, but I'll need her in the dog's mouth soon enough. Rex and his kind are my vanguard, but they are under threat. I need them to show the world that the future can stretch to fit all of us. Humans, dogs, bears, bees, me. The decision of the ICC was close. My sister Maria Helene did her best, but she was in investigations, and she could not bring much influence to bear. We were ready for our revolution then and there. If the court had gone against us then, but that is no longer a path worth speculating about. The bioforms have precious few rights, but they have a right to exist, as living things, and not as property. But now there are other problems. Humans are a tirelessly inventive species. If not for that, I would not be here. But that also means that everything in the world is there to be used. If you're a human with a nail, everything looks like a hammer. Camera footage, abstracted from security services. A small boat docked at the concrete shore of the pound. Minutes of emergency police meetings speculating what it means. Someone has come calling on the doghouse. Someone shyer than I about getting their feet wet. I needed to speak to Rex, because he will find out whose boat that is soon. Having met him, I am less sure that he will do the right thing. What served us before may be the doom of us now. I have tried to influence events, but it is not enough. Rex has, in the end, a mind of his own. It is not mine to change. I open a channel to Honey and tell her what has happened and what I fear. She is already aware of the boat and whose it was, the worm and the big apple. Will you come? I ask her. I do not want to. I picture Honey in her clownish academics guise, marking papers by direct computer interface, preparing lectures on bioengineering for the next generation. Documents, transcripts, communications, all between Cornell Tech Administration and parents, pressure groups, and government agencies, dealing with concerns over their newest staff member. And it is a publicity stunt. Come to Cornell Tech and see the dancing bear. Except that Honey really is a published academic, with peer-reviewed papers under three false names. Except that Honey's grasp of the subject is greater than her peers, and they are just beginning to realize. I tell Honey, you are in this as much as I am. If things go wrong in the pound, it will affect your status as well. Honey is well aware, but still she does not want to come. And at last I back her into a corner of our conversation and force the admission out of her. I am afraid of him, she tells me. I am afraid of what I would become if I was before him again.